The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to have a Ronnie back, you know, a player his caliber. The more people you can get back, I feel like the better it's going to be. Obviously, there'll be pieces that we add, but we have the foundation. Now we just got to keep building off of that.
It's Tyler Linderbaum, Ravens center, talking about Ronnie Stanley, who signed a big extension with the Ravens in the offseason to stay at left tackle as he's coming off, arguably, best year of his career. 2019 was first 19. Team All-Pro. Then the injuries started to pile up and lasted for many, many seasons. But healthy, effective, protecting Lamar Jackson's blind side. So he got paid. And we talk about the moves, Vinny, that the Ravens made in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Draft, free agent acquisitions, and such. Pretty much knocking this one out early, Eric DaCosta, signing Stanley, seemed to set the ball rolling for everything else they may have had up their sleeve. Heading into training camp.
I thought that was the biggest thing that they needed to do because, you know, and Eric was smart because they looked at the draft where they're picking. We're not getting a left tackle. So, I mean, maybe they had to pay Ronnie a little bit more money to get Ronnie and solidify that. Otherwise, you got to move Rosengarten over there to the left tackle. And then, you know, I mean, especially if you're putting all your chips in, then you're signing the Ronnies. You know, you're signing all those guys to give you the best chance because you've got the best quarterback in the league. And protecting his blind side, I think that was a very smart move. And like you said, Bob, then it kind of carried over things else after that. You know, and then going and getting Noteboom from the Rams, who to replace a Makari, you know, type guy who can play tackle or guard, you know, and he'll be the backup tackle if anybody gets hurt. You know, the thing that kind of surprised me a little bit, Bob, is that, you know, on the Ravens website, they take the starters, which same five that we have, you know, and in the backups, they have Noteboom, Cleveland, Emory Jones, and Carson Vincent. And, I mean, Noteboom would be the backup tackle. Cleveland would be the backup guard center. Emory Jones hadn't even practiced yet. You know, I mean, I'm in agreement with you, Bob. I think unless he starts, you know, this the 15th in 2 weeks, I think IR. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Gonna lose your third round pick, basically. So I don't know that Emory Jones will be around. And then Carson Vinson is the other one that they have. So they have 9 O-linemen, and Carson Vinson, you know, is a nice athlete. But I mean, he's raw as raw can be, and he is not ready. I mean, if he has to go in a game, Lamar better be running, you know, as soon as that back foot hits, go. Because he's not going to hold up.
All right, let's get back to Ronnie real quick. All-pro season last year, Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Got paid, didn't appear to be any drama. He wanted to be here. The Ravens obviously wanted him back, so that ended nicely. He's not ancient, but he's older. But health was obviously a key contributor to his success last year. What level are you still? We still getting Ronnie Stanley at a Pro Bowl level? Didn't appear as though any decline. If anything, he upticked in performance and durability for the most part.
I think those two things are key, Bob. And I think he's year two now off of all those injuries, and he had nothing this offseason where he could have another year of training. So he's got 2 years now of training with no injuries. So I think we're going to get even a better Ronnie, and I think a more confident Ronnie. Ronnie's got to feel pretty good about himself when he walks out on that field.
Yeah, and he's the leader of the line. And to the other side, and we'll get to Voorhees here in a second. Obviously, Linderbaum's here entrenched at center. Contract issues, can't dismiss them, but you know, I don't think it's a big deal, at least for now. Daniel Faalele went from a question mark, failed tackle, if you will, to someone who became a Pro Bowl alternate at right guard. And then Rosengarten, who looked like a deer in the headlights early, became a really solid performer as the Ravens marched into the playoffs yet again. Blind squirrel seasons? Or is that a sign of how this right side's going to look for the next few seasons until it's time to start paying
people? Yeah, I think that's how the side of the line is going to look. And Bob, the thing that, you know, we got to realize too is George Warhop didn't even come until when's end of training camp, the O-line coach, because Joe D passed away. So he gets, you know, a full year, full training camp, full OTAs with these guys to really, because when you're in the season, it's hard to work basic fundamentals and do all that, you know, but he had the OTAs and they were all there, you know, in the mini camps, and now he's got training camp. So I think Warhop will get a chance to really put his stamp on these guys now.
Andrew Voorhees, last year, left guard starter. Kind of knew it going into camp, through camp. Then he got hurt. Patrick McCary took over. McCary's no longer here. Voorhees now. Is this a pressure pack season for him? Because if he gets hurt or he sucks, whatever the case may be, then the Ravens are going to probably be looking for a new left guard for the long term, I would assume.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Bob. I mean, he's got an unbelievable opportunity, and he's a good athlete. He's a very good athlete. He can pull, he can run, he can do the things that they like to have their left guard do. So he just got to take advantage of that opportunity. Whatever he's doing right now, just keep lifting and keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, because otherwise it'll be Ben Cleveland, and then all of a sudden your athleticism and all that stuff goes out the window.
So Noteboom, is he John Simpson level? Is he McCary level? I mean, McCary could literally play all 5 spots on the O-line. They don't have that guy
any longer. They do not. Noteboom is probably both tackles. Cleveland is either guard and center. That would be my guess.
As we look at the O-line as a unit, health being important, obviously. How would you rate it among the strengths of this team? Looking back a year ago, where it was one of the bigger question marks for the Ravens.
I think the starters, the starting group, pretty good strength for them. The backup group, I don't know. I would say that that is a somewhat of a weakness. But, I mean, I would probably say that if you look at, I mean, how many people have five that they feel real good about? Probably not many.
Yeah.
You know, the Ravens, they probably feel good about four for sure, maybe four and a half. Voorhees, I'm talking. You know, and the backups, you know, I guess you can get by with Nobum. You know, you get by with Cleveland. You know, that's the only... I think there's a huge drop-off.
With O-line being at a premium.
Yes.
And the National Football League. And we'll talk, obviously, about Tyler Loop for many, many months here. But any need for a veteran O-lineman in addition to Nobum? I mean, if Emory Jones is healthy, as you pointed out, Vinny, then this probably answers a lot of questions. But that's a gigantic if. He hasn't done anything yet since the draft, right?
No. And, Bob, be totally honest, when they drafted him, you know, I thought he'd be competing for the left guard spot. And I didn't realize, you know, till I was out at the rookie minicamp, and I asked Todd Monk, and I said, "Where? Oh, he's hurt. He's going to be out a while." So, you know, I just don't see... Unless he's out there day one on the 15th, you know, then maybe he's got a chance to compete. Otherwise, because he's Emory Jones Jr. could play, he could play kind of like the, not center, but the tackles and the guards and be more athletic and stuff.
And we'll find out a lot of this stuff coming up in a couple of weeks when rookies report 2 weeks from today. As a matter of fact, if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. We'll get to the phone calls later in the hour, but right now we're going to come back, talk some money. Let's count some dough. We could all use some extra cash. Got buy or sell. Daniel Allentuck from the Baltimore Banner. Talk about that zany Orioles win last night. And if Chadwick Trump's going on the IL, somebody's got to replace him on the roster. And we know two people that won't be. That's Maverick Hanley and Adley Rutschman. Samuel Basayo, or is it more of a Jacob?
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stallings thing.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12, playing it loud as you want it. Send a request, plus for text line up for 10-583-1057. Got plenty of sports subjects to get into the gig. Right now, let's count some dough. I mean, holidays are coming up here. We need extra money for dogs and burgers, right?
Yep, half good, half bad. The Dow is up 502. The S&P is down 2. NASDAQ is down 155. DraftKings is down 75 cents. Under Armour is up 42 cents to 691.
All right, we'll start our sports topics today with the Orioles and Rangers. Tonight, the O's going to face Jacob deGrom yet again. Faced him last week. The results, not good at all. It was pure domination on DeGrom's part. Perfect game for a good stretch of his evening, but ultimately finished with just one hit allowed through seven innings while striking out seven. It was his fourth career start against Baltimore. All of them have been exceptional. In fact, he has a career ERA below one when facing the O's, even though half of those results did come all the way back in 2015. Nonetheless, buy or sell, Bob, the Orioles bats will get DeGrom out of the game in the sixth inning or earlier tonight.
Ooh, you're asking a lot, Nolan McGraw.
If you're not going to hit him, can you at least, you know, foul off some pitches, drive the pitch count up?
Or maybe just go out and tackle him and knock him out of the game. Go full on WWF, or E, excuse me. Before the sixth?
In the sixth. Before he's done with the sixth.
Let's see. I'm going to drink the orange Kool-Aid and say yes. You got Holiday heating up. Gunner's heating up. Sanchez has been on fire. Mayo's exit velo starting to tick up. You see that bullet he hit in the center field last night. I'm going to say yes. Jacob deGrom, you will not make it through the sixth inning. Or you'll throw a perfect game. It could go either way.
Over to the NFL, the big news of yesterday, the deal between the Steelers and Dolphins, Pittsburgh landing Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. In return, sending Minkah Fitzpatrick back to Miami, where his career started. Now, I've seen a lot of mixed grades on this deal, mainly because of the Fitzpatrick inclusion. Some signs of decline for him last year, but still just 28 years old, a three-time All-Pro in his career. Ramsey, meanwhile, we know the accolades for him, but he's a few years older than Fitzpatrick. The Steelers are eating a large portion of his contract as well. So, Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Pittsburgh secondary actually got better here overall with the arrival of Ramsey and departure of Fitzpatrick?
I'll sell that right now because, you know what, it doesn't matter who they put back there right now because without Watt, it doesn't really matter because the quarterback's going to have time to throw. But we'll find out, you know, who won that trade 6 weeks into the season. You know, was it more important for the Steelers to have a corner and the Dolphins to have a safety? I guess that's what we'll find out, too.
How about a little MLB draft here? David Schoenfield has taken on the unenviable task of trying to redraft the top 10 picks of the last 10 years. I'm going to focus here on 2022 in particular. Of course, that was the year the O's selected Jackson Holliday at number one overall. Now, in Schoenfield's redraft, he has Roman Anthony actually going number one overall, a player who actually just debuted a few weeks ago. So is Holliday number two? Well, no. Schoenfield has Zach Neto there, while Holliday comes in at three. Now, he says he takes Neto first because Neto's holding down shortstop while Holliday had to change positions. And even though Holliday is 3 years younger, he's infatuated here with Neto's power, called him the best Angels draft pick since Mike Trout. Bob, are you buying or selling this redraft order here?
I'm selling it. What do you want me to buy it? All of a sudden, Jackson Holliday might be the starting second baseman in the All-Star game. But Neto's a stud. I mean, we just saw him not too long ago. He's a beast. And all of their young dudes are up there. Christian Moore hit the two home runs. And Neto, you got Schoenwell. They've got some players coming up through the Angels organization now into the AL West. But now, Jackson Holliday, baby. I didn't hear Andrew Jones Jr. mentioned in that whole thing.
No, he is. I don't think he's made it above double A.
I know some injury issues were there.
Right, almost immediately. Let's see. We go back to the NFL. Just got done talking about the big trade yesterday, but could more trades be coming down the pipeline? NFL writer Cody Benjamin floating some potential names out there. Nothing that is necessarily concrete, but maybe some speculation. A name included here is Alvin Kamara. The Saints, we know they're going nowhere in 2025. Kamara, probably their one of few, only a few, attractive pieces that they could actually get something for. But the question is, with 2 years remaining, do they actually feel the need to move him? Kellen Moore just got done saying a little while ago that they would lean on him heavily because they're going to have a rookie set to start under center. Buy or sell, Vinny, New Orleans should take the chance to sell high on Kamara after he had a bounce-back 2024 season.
I'll sell that. I don't know that what you're really going to get for him. I mean, an older running back, people don't like those. A guy that's had some injuries, and he makes a lot of money. It's not a good combo.
Last topic of the day here in Major League Baseball. Free agency in baseball. Well, it's become stranger and stranger and more drawn out as the years go by. A lot of prominent players seem to wait until spring training has arrived to finally sign, some even pushing the start of the regular season before they put pen to paper. All of this has led Rob Manfred to consider a potential free agency deadline when the next CBA negotiations come around. I'm with you there on the groan, Bob, because quite frankly, I don't know what it looks like, and I'm not reading or hearing anything that is actually tangible on how this is going to work, because the first thought I had is, all right, someone pushes the deadline. What, are they just ineligible to play all
exactly.
of a sudden?
Exactly.
What if someone gets hurt? When you got to sign guys, people get hurt. Anyway, he says they need something here because they need to be more like the NFL or the NBA, where day one of free agency is just a frenzy. All the big names go. Get in while you can. But are you buying or selling that a free agency deadline is actually a realistic solution?
I'm selling it 1,000% because the Players Association would never go for it. The agents would never go for it. I'm trying to connect dots. He wants to monetize it. I mean, NBA last night with all the news that's flying through into this day, NFL free agency is one of the biggest days of the year. I'm sure NHL Network's going to be on high alert with everything that's going to happen today. It's a way to possibly monetize free agency and make it a relevant thing for baseball when they're kind of sort of out of the news cycle. I mean, the winter meetings used to be a real big deal in regards to these sort of transactions, but it's never going to happen. Never, ever, ever. Players will never go for it. It's the most powerful players union of them all. He needs to get umpires that know a difference between a ball and a strike. That's what he needs to worry about, because that's becoming a bigger talking point with baseball right now. And these umpires who might not know the difference between a ball and a strike, real thin skin when you question them too. You will get the heave-ho in a heartbeat. I mean, the days of Earl Weaver kicking dirt and Billy Martin going bananas, I mean, they're still there, but I mean, let's go, guys. I mean, people aren't paying $5 bazillion to go to a baseball game and watch a player get tossed in the third inning. No, strike's a strike. We're watching tennis now. If the ball hits the line, it's in. And if the ump's wrong, they just go to replay. Oh, it hit the line.
And it's quick, too.
And everything else is reviewable. Mm-hmm. And if it hits the foul pole, it's a home run. If it lands on the line, it's a fair ball. I mean, why? You know, you missed the tag. You know, they'll review. And if you got it, you know, you're out. I mean, why is the strike, which kind of is the tone setter for the whole game, why is that ambiguous? I don't know.
Well, I almost wonder if, back to the free agency part, if they would consider moving the winter meetings back.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I'd be great, like you said, if that's when, like, all of your Ohtani-like players are signing, is at the winter meetings, because then the media coverage could be over the top, and it could be something that ESPN is actually interested in dedicating TV time to. It's not like you just have to turn to MLB TV to find all your baseball fix.
Well, I don't see that happening. Right,
you're probably
now,
right, yeah.
But, you know, but what Manfred's proposing, it'll never happen. And real quick, getting back to the NBA, we talked about Miles Turner signing with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Dame Lillard was waived. Kind of a corresponding move there, saving, I get that, they don't save any money. $113 million he was owed.
They got to push the money.
Yeah, he tore his Achilles in the playoffs. So Dame Lillard, they blew up that championship team to make that deal. And I love Dame. Dame time in Portland was on point, but they got rid of Drew Holiday, which took away their defensive strength on the perimeter, and they never really recovered from that. Seemed as though he and the Freak could never kind of coexist as a Batman Robin 1A, 1B sort of thing. So there you go. Speaking of the Orioles, they win last night. Dramatic. As we said, they were winning. Then it got crazy. Then it looked like they were going to win. Then it got tied. Then they finally won it. Brandon Young, however, is on the hill. Trump's going on the IL. Who replaces him? We'll get Daniel Allentuck's thoughts on that from the Baltimore Banner. And then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, because we couldn't get to it last hour. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Vinny's going to talk some football there. American League East report. We'll talk about the games that happened last night in the division. Updated standings. And Nate Davis. Talk some football with him as well. Less than 3 weeks away. Well, about 3 weeks away.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds. Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Training camp. Last night in game one, here to talk about that. The piling up of the injuries here behind that dish for sure. From the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show Danielle Allen Tuck. Danielle, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan again.
Of course. Hi, guys.
Now, look, we've talked about some crazy losses here in 2025, and let's be honest, last night started to look like one of those. You're up 3-0. Personally, I was watching that first and third, nobody out, and then Kowser struck out, and then, you know, I thought they should have tacked on, but hey, we're nitpicking now. And then they tie it, and then Sanchez, and that thing went crazy, and then Garcia, and then the Orioles finally win it. But of all the crazy wins, and there haven't been a ton of them, but there's been some drama for sure. Does this move to the head of the line? It's not like they're leading the league in wins, only 37 of them, but I'm guessing if we're five-star in W's, you know, aesthetics aside, that one's pretty high up there.
I think it's probably the craziest win of the season. I mean, just all the ups and downs in that game, you have pitchers hitting, like, you lose your catcher at one point, like, the back and forth in extras. I mean, I think that's probably the craziest of the season, after we just had a couple crazy ones over the weekend, too.
Now, let's get to the injuries, because this is now, it's always been a thing, Danielle, as you know, you're on the beat regularly, but it's ramping up yet again. Eflin and Morton got pushed back, but Trump behind the dish, hard contact up the middle. He leaves with back soreness. You talk about losing your DH because Sanchez had to go. I guess the assumption is that Trump's going on the IL. If that is the case, who replaces him on the active roster, knowing that Adley's out through at least the All-Star break and Hanley's not back from concussion protocol yet?
I think it's going to be Jacob Stallings, who they just signed to a minor league deal. I know Orioles fans want to see Samuel Basayo, but I personally am very much in the camp that he is not quite ready. I think his bat, definitely, like, he can hit major league pitching, but if you want him to be your catcher of the future, like, he needs more time down there in AAA catching. He's not quite skilled enough to be a major league catcher yet. So I think we'll see Jacob Stallings. He's had a decently successful career of Colorado and Pittsburgh. So I think that he would be a suitable backup for a couple weeks. And I think that we probably won't see Adley again until maybe right before the All-Star break, but probably not until after.
Yeah, Stallings has a gold glove on his resume. Now, speaking of banged up players, Jordan Westberg, he's had a pretty much injury plague 2025, got hurt on the double a couple of nights ago. If he's not in the lineup tonight against DeGrom, hey, good luck with that, by the way, even if you're healthy. But if he's not playing tonight, Danielle, what are the Orioles doing with a roster decision here?
I think they give him one more day until tomorrow. You know, he said yesterday that, like, he's probably, fingers probably not going to be fully healthy for a while. So I do wonder if they just put him on the IL until the All-Star break, give him 2 weeks to heal it up the best he can, even though I know that, just knowing Jordan Westberg so well, that he would not like that at all. That would probably piss him off a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy who just is, like, dying to play. But, like, at some point, if you're, depending on how close 100% he is, if he's only, like, 60%, you just can't have that guy in the lineup.
Danielle Allen Tuck talking Orioles from the Baltimore Banner. Orioles tonight taking on the Rangers. They could win tonight. They could win the series. It's going to be a tough task, as we know, but that's why they play the games. Danielle, let's talk about the love-hate relationship that the fans, and I count myself among those, with Gary Sanchez. I mean, he's swinging a hot bat. I mean, he is raking. Everything's 100 miles an hour plus off the bat. He cleared the bases last night. But with the glove, I mean, come on. I mean, there's a reason that you wear that thing, because it could be your to your benefit behind the dish. So as we watch him really start to level up offensively, he was never that great to begin with, especially even in his Yankee days as a defensive prospect. But, I mean, what the hell's going on behind the dish with the glove?
Yeah, I mean, you've really seen that the past couple of weeks. I mean, there was a tag last night, I believe, that you were like, how did he not make that? Part of me wonders if, like, not having that catching coach anymore is part of this. You know, Tim Cousins is gone, Hyde is gone. They have Robinson Chirinos, who's obviously a catcher, but he has a lot of other duties. Part of me wonders if maybe they're not putting as much of an emphasis on catching defense right now because their two catching coaches are gone. But it's just, I think it's part of the natural aggression as a catcher gets older where you see one side of the game really slip and you're seeing the defense really slip with him lately.
Now, Danielle, with all the injuries and stuff, you know, when this happened with the Ravens a couple years ago, they changed trainer and the strength coaches. Do you see, because of the so many injuries and stuff, and it continues to happen with the Orioles, they've got to look into it, I would think.
Well, they did change out their head trainer last year, so they at least attempted a change. I don't have enough knowledge at this moment to know if this is related to the strength and conditioning coaches or the trainers that they have now, or if it's just really just a string of bad luck, which I know is hard to believe that they've had this much bad luck over the last 2 years, but it could be possible. You know, that could be part of it.
Danielle Allen, Tuck, Baltimore Banner. Speaking of injuries, Danielle, before we let you roll, concern level with Eflin on the shelf. One pitch and all that great since he returned from his first IL stint. What's the concern level there? Because, you know, he had trade value, which I guess is diminished, but, you know, they're still fighting for some sort of wild card fund. When are we going to see him toss a baseball? And is there more to see with the Charlie Morton stuff than other him getting pushed up a couple of days here? Or pushed back, excuse me.
With Eflin, I don't think we know enough yet. I will say when I saw him on Sunday, he did look a little hunched, a little uncomfortable, but if you've ever experienced back pain, that's just kind of what you look like. It's hard to know how long it's going to last. He's experienced this before, which I think will help them guide, you know, their decision making, but I probably would not expect to see him before the All-Star break, just given the timing here. With Charlie Morton, I mean, I think if they wouldn't have scheduled him for Friday, if they didn't think he could go. So it's not like they have a lot of other pitching options who can stand in at the last second. So I think that, you know, low-grade tendonitis is probably not that big of a concern. I think most guys probably have that and don't even have a diagnosis, to be honest.
Danielle Allen Tuck, Baltimore Banner. Danielle, as always, appreciate your time and the information. Enjoy the series with the Rangers and have a great 4th of July holiday.
Thank you.
There's Danielle, everyone, talking about the Orioles. Discombobulated with injuries, but it looks like the Jacob Stallings era is about to begin, who did win a Gold Glove 4 years ago with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And again, Tyler O'Neill won one with the St. Louis Cardinals that same year. Hey, we'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse. Nola McGraw, we got NFL Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East Report at 1:15. And we'll talk more National Football League with Nate Davis from USA Today.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
An unsung great performance from last night. Texter here wants to point out Andrew Kittredge. A four-run lead should be protectable, but probably said the same about the three-run advantage in the 10th. He slammed the door shut. Side note, any concerns with Keegan Aiken? Four runs allowed in last four appearances.
Yeah, he gets a little shaky at times, but overall, no. I mean, the workload has been intense. Remember, Baker had that rough go of it a couple of weeks ago because it was almost like he was literally pitching every game. But no, I was not digging the way that Garcia reacted to that bomb that hit off of Aiken. So, big picture scenario, concern level, no, but your point with Kittredge is well taken. Remember, you get that automatic runner right there on second. So you're already working out of a jam before you throw your first pitch.
This one here, big topic today, Gary Sanchez behind the plate. This texter says, last night's defensive mistake by Sanchez may have been his worst yet. Should have been a gift out with the runner being sent. Throw beat him by what felt like a full minute, and he just flat out dropped the ball. Never thought I would be okay with seeing his name penciled into the lineup as a DH over a catcher, but that's where we're at this point.
Well, he's always been a bat-first guy. Even in New York when he was hitting a ton of homers, effort level was questioned at times. Defensively, he's never been confused with Johnny Bench, but Yeah, the one in New York where he dropped the ball, where Laureano looked like he had hosed the guy at the plate. And then last night, as we talked about in the opening of the show, as the play's happening, I'm like, this guy's out by 10 feet. And then I was like, well, where's the challenge? Because the ball beat him. Oh, the ball's over there. Never mind. Yeah, he stinks defensively. But his bat is on fire right now. Hitting a lot of balls hard, too. No bloopers and dribblers. He's smoking that thing.
This one here says, I owe Trevor Rogers an apology. I wrote him off after the trade and injury. Said I needed to see more after his Boston start went great. But he's been better than I could have hoped overall. Keep it rolling. Who knows? We may actually have something to count on for the back end of next year's rotation.
And he's controllable for a couple of years, too. And as Ryan Ripken pointed out, ripping it with Ryan, he was dealing with a lat issue, which it took him a while to overcome. Look at Grayson Rodriguez. He's had that happen three times. The most impressive slash surprising thing for Rodgers, he's throwing a ball like 95, 96 mile an hour. The pace on that fastball has been pretty impressive. As long as he pitches in the zone, he's going to be effective. I mean, he command kind of got a little out of the way last night. But overall, yes, he's doing his thing. And, you know, think about it. Next year, because I think this year's still a flush, you know, Bradish will be back. Wells will be back. You hope Grayson's going to be back. Rogers part of the equation. Go ahead and buy a pitcher because you're going to need to do that. I think that rotation has some upside in 26. 25, however, yeah. But Rogers, if the Orioles are going to do anything, he's going to be a big part of it.
Injuries becoming maybe too much to mount here. Howard in Baltimore says it has been nice to watch actual watchable baseball for the O's again here recently, but the serious injury history becoming a big concern. It seems like they lose at least a player a week at this point. How do you maintain any consistency when the lineup is always changing? He says, I'm thinking this team will ultimately end up as sellers as a result.
Elias said Saturday they're not going to be selling in a like a sell. 2000, that Oriole team pretty much parted ways with everyone. 2018, where they traded away Manny and Gausman and Scope and all of that. I don't see that happening. I think guys on expiring contracts are open for business. Cedric Mullins might be playing for another team in another month. And Eflin, you know, who knows if he's going to be healthy enough to pitch for somebody. Same with Charlie Morton. Another free agent. Sagana!
How about John in Millersville talking Ravens? Says, I have a lot of respect for Ronnie Stanley. You know, the reports are when he signed that he probably could have gotten more money on the open market. Perhaps he felt an allegiance to the Ravens for being paid all that money from his last contract while he was injured for much of that time. Who knows? Regardless, happy to have him back. And seeing a player not want to squeeze every last cent out of their paycheck.
Well, yeah, the thing about that, too, is the year before, he got a huge haircut, salary-wise. He got cut big time, you know. And Ronnie just said he felt loyal, you know, to the team that drafted him. So, hey, give the guy a lot of credit. And he earned to get his money back.
Speaking of money, a lot of people pointing out today, it's dubious history or unfortunate history today. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. It's also Chris Davis Day, for those wondering. A lot of money being handed out today. So we are acknowledging those texts. Please stop sending them. That's what I'm saying. All right, last one here for now.
Yes.
On Maryland. Says, nice scheduling by Buzz Williams. To be fair, I thought Willard actually brought some solid non-conference games with him, but that has to be the norm for any program that considers itself among the best. Give your guys a real test so the initial Big Ten games aren't a total shock.
Gary Williams used to do that all the time. Let's go to Hawaii. Let's play at Madison Square Garden. Let's get this preseason, basically, is what it is now. Non-conference rolling. Gonzaga does it because, you know, they don't play in the strongest conference throughout the course of the regular season, but they play heavy hitters before December gets here, and Maryland's going to be one of those teams. Hey, look. Top 25 is months away from being released, but a lot of these bracketology and preseason rankings have Buzz Williams Terps dancing, and we thought this was going to be a down year. Still may be. We don't know. You still got to mold this team together. But, yeah, get in there, get your recruit on, get that national exposure and build yourself a postseason resume before you even get into conference play. When we come back, NFL Lunch, American League East Report, and then Nate Davis will talk some NFL there. Then it's another Funhouse trip before Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, as we get you ready for the Orioles-Rangers Game 2.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.